Hi, I'm Josh, and welcome to the Wild Nature Photography Podcast, the podcast that talks the art and craft of nature photography. It is the 7th of February 2022, and this is podcast number 37, I think. Let me check that. Yes, it's podcast number 37. I really should look at that before I start my podcast next time. This is an update from Iceland. I arrived in Iceland late yesterday, just before midnight, on the long-haul flights from Australia via Copenhagen and Doha. It was relatively smooth flying. I had the worst part about it was I had a 6.5-hour layover in Doha, in Copenhagen, I only had a 2-hour layover in Doha. And 6.5 hours is a long time to spend in any airport. So especially after you've done a 14-hour flight and then an 8-hour flight. So I was pretty exhausted by the time I got on the flight to Iceland and a little bit stressed actually because there was a big storm coming in to the southeast of Iceland last night. And my flight was actually one of the last flights in before they cancelled the rest of the flights and closed all the roads. So I got in just before midnight to my hotel. We touched down just as the winds were starting to get really quite strong. I jumped straight in a taxi as soon as I had my luggage for the ride into town. And by the time I got to my hotel here in Reykjavik, the wind was really quite strong and they'd already closed the roads. So timing was pretty good to get into Iceland, which was great. The wind is not really scheduled to drop much until late tomorrow, which means I was supposed to be flying tomorrow up to Ísafjörður in the north of Iceland, where I'll get on the charter boat with my clients and head up to the Hornstranda Nature Reserve for the Arctic foxes, but it looks like we won't be able to fly tomorrow. That's not going to delay us at all. It simply means that we'll have an extra night here in Reykjavik instead of having a night in Ísafjörður. And when we fly up on Wednesday, it means we'll go straight to the boat and head up north. So we won't actually lose any time, provided we can get up on Wednesday. And things look pretty good for that at the moment. Wednesday, the forecast is showing that the winds will have dropped quite a lot and we should be able to fly. So that's my hope at the moment. So today was a pretty quiet day in Reykjavik, cafe crawling and book shopping. In fact, I was actually able to pick up Ragnar Axelsson's new book, which I talked about in a prior podcast. I knew this was coming for some time. It's called Where the World is Melting. I had been very tempted to order it online actually from home, but I decided to try and pick it up here in Iceland, and they actually had it here at the bookstore when I went in today. So I've picked that up. I haven't even opened it yet, but I'm going to do so shortly after I finish this podcast. I'm really excited to go through this book. His work is fantastic. He is, I think, probably the finest documentary photographer working today in Iceland. He is a native Icelander. I've talked about his books before and his work before. It is well worth your time to check out his work. His name is Ragnar Axelsson, A-X-E-L-S-S-O-N, and his new book is Where the World is Melting, and I will do a formal review of this book once I've had a chance to digest it over the course of the next week or so while I'm up in the north of Iceland. I'll get to spend a bit of time with this book, and I'm really looking forward to diving into it. As I say, I'm a big fan of his work. I think it's wonderful. It's highly emotive documentary-type work, and really, he's documenting, I think, what is a very important time up here in the Arctic with, you know, not only the shrinking ice caps and global warming, but also the local people who are, you know, disappearing as we become one globe, one world. So I'm looking forward to getting into that book and looking forward to getting up to the foxes on Wednesday. All going well. As I said, the weather looks pretty good for that, so I'm hopeful that will all go ahead. It is fantastic to be back here in Iceland. This is I was last in Iceland 2 years ago, actually roughly around this time. It was March when I was coming back from Greenland. This was just as the pandemic was coming on strong, so it's great to be back here now. It does feel like my home away from home. I am really excited to get back out into the field with my camera equipment. Everything arrived here with my luggage, which was also fantastic. Nothing lost or delayed, which was great. And I hope that I'll be able to record one or two more podcasts from the field as well. I won't be able to publish them from the reserve because there's really no internet access up there, but I can certainly publish them on my return when we come back on the boat. So that's it from me for today. Just a quick one, a short update from Iceland that I've arrived and that all is well and looking forward to getting up north. and more podcasts to come soon, I hope. Stay safe, stay well. I'll see you out in the Hornstrander Nature Reserve, where I hope the foxes will be very active. It'll be very interesting to see, because I haven't been there in a couple of years now because of the pandemic. So I am super excited to see how many foxes are around, how tamed they are. It'll be very, very interesting to see. That's it for me. I'm Josh. It has been episode 37 of the Wild Nature Photography Podcast on the 8th of February 2022. See you out in the field.